This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1, 8 o'clock hour is underway. Lions got the Bears this week. A lot to talk about. Let's get to the head coach, Dan Campbell. Been a minute since we've had coach on following a loss, like 3 months. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Good. Let's start with the mood in the building, right? I mean, losing is not something you guys have had a lot of this season, and now the injury's on top of it. Just where are you guys at in the room right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're good. We're trying to get ready for Chicago, you know, after last night, you know, just trying to get up on this tape since that was a late one. You know, and that'll be really two games since we played them last that, you know, with kind of the new system in place, new coach, all that defensively, the head coach. So anyway, that's where we're at.
Is it like preparing for a brand new team? Obviously, the players aren't changing, but the system may be a little bit different. The way they're operating different is, and we'll get back to what happened this weekend, but is it like almost preparing for a brand new team?
Yeah, a little bit it is, because you're trying to get their tendencies. You know, it's not Eberflus fingerprint on it anymore. I mean, there's still enough of that that's there, because you're not going to go away from what was built. The team was built around, or the style they play, or the scheme, things of that nature. However, the way they do it, you know, like we know last night, they're going to try to be aggressive. You know, they're going to use four downs. They got nothing to lose. And so we got to be prepared for that. And then just defensively, what they're calling, Eric Washington's calling it on defense now. So just getting up to that, but, and we'll get it, you know, we'll have a beat on this team. And be ready to go out there and play those guys.
Dan, I know you don't dwell on the injuries. It's you've said it's not really worth spending the energy on. But we've had spirited discussions on the show today about, if some fans are going, hey, we're grit, we're defiant, we're going to get this done. For those that are questioning it or maybe have some doubts, what would you say to those fans?
Well, let me say this first, man. You know, anytime you lose players, man, it's hard. And it's, you know, the obvious that everybody sees is, you know, you lose the player and that production and what he's done on the field. But it's more than that to us. It's more to that, you know, the coaches and his teammates. I mean, they bring so much more to the table than just out there running around and trying to make plays. You know, what they bring to the locker room, the laughs you have, the bond you have with those guys. So when you lose a guy like Aleem McNeil, It's a big part of what we do. And Dave Montgomery and Khalil Dorsey and Carlton Davis, you know, man, those hurt. Those hurt, man. And you hate losing guys like that. But at the same time, we got an opportunity. And, you know, I told those guys, and with anybody that's been hurt, no matter Hutch to Kaminsky to all of them, man, I don't want – this can't be in vain. These injuries that these guys – which all of our guys lay it on the line, but we can't let these injuries be in vain, man. All of those players helped us get to the point we're at. They helped us get – these last four helped us get to 12 wins. And we owe it to them to finish this thing out. And that's how I view it. And so it means there's another opportunity for other guys, you know. And look, I don't. You know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. And you know what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us. And well, everything's good. Life's good, you know. But you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your f***ing molded bread, you know. And it was just fine. And it gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are. And we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are about to have an unbelievable opportunity here. And we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams. And I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face, I promise you. All right? If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right? I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
So let's talk a little bit more about Sunday. And you said after the Tampa game, 55 passes, that's not a recipe. 59 against Buffalo, not a recipe to win. What were the challenges you guys faced in the run game? Why didn't it work?
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, it was one person here, one person there. And man, the scheme was pretty good. We felt like there was a couple of things we didn't like how we designed them. We put our guys in tough positions, but then after that, it was, man, we've got everything we need on the front side, and then we're, you know, we don't get the backside block, or we're, you know, we're late, we don't get up on the snap count, or it's a receiver in here, it's the guard here, it's front side here, and it literally, we took turns, you know, one by one making those errors, and before the game kind of gets to where it's at, and now you're out of the run game completely. You know, because we ended up down. I mean, we only had 15 rushes. And certainly when you don't rush it good early in those, you're not going to continue to go back to them. It's just hard to do that. You know, so we'll get all that cleaned up. I'm telling you, I'm really not losing sleep over that. I know we'll get those things corrected. Those guys will bounce back. And, you know, there again, for the way that thing turned out, we protected well. We really did. We did a solid job of protection. Goff played really well. You know, guys made plays. It's just we can't put ourselves in that type of hole.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell today. The onside kick, 12 minutes left. You're not getting enough stops. You want to steal a possession. There was a debate on the show about it. I understand it. You're trying to get an extra possession. Why not an onside kick again at the 8-minute mark? Like, were you second guessing yourself?
Probably,
like, just what was the difference?
Okay, you know, probably should have. I mean, what it, you know, it, here's what puts a stink on it is when it gets returned down to the 5, and that's not the reality. I mean, that's such a rare. It's not why you're kicking onside kicks. For it's like, okay, worst case scenario, they're going to take it all the way down to the 5. Well, that's a whole different variable you don't think about, you know, and you shouldn't have to think about it. It was just he made a hell of a play, got it down there. But hindsight, I wish I would have gone ahead and done it on the next one.
Obviously, Gibbs' workload, touches, probably going to have to go up. Craig Reynolds will probably see more of him. How do you fill the void, the production left by David Montgomery?
Look, Gibbs is going to take on a bigger role here, and he's ready for that. He knows that. He understands that we'll use him. And the trick is really, you know, maximizing the reps that we use him, but yet not killing him, you know? I mean, he's needed. And he understands that, but we're still going to need some help out of Reynolds and Vaki and those guys, and that'll be the big thing here. But yeah, he's about to go up, and look, he's ready for this, man. He's gotten better and better all season, and now he's our lead horse. He's got to be ready to roll.
Replacing Carlton Davis, is there a consideration to putting Branch back out at corner, or you just don't want to do that because he means so much to you guys as kind of a rover or a safety? Is he someone you'd consider playing more at corner?
Yeah, we're really looking at everything, and this is an ongoing discussion right now. And I'm actually, when I get done here, I'm going to go down there and we're going to talk a little bit more about it. But I mean, we've as of last night, we started to feel pretty good about what we think we may do. And really the whole idea is everything that we've got on the roster, from practice squad to, you guys saw we brought Pittman back, he knows our system. We know what he's about. We know he can play special teams and help us on defense in some capacity. But it's really, man, how do we maximize the guys that we have and where do we put them? And that's always going to be a discussion with Branches, man. Okay, where is he going to be most productive? All right. And then where are we going to be helped most defensively with where he's at versus everybody else? And so, and they may not be the same answers. And that's where it gets tough. So we're still tinkering with it a little bit, but I feel good with where we're going to go. I really do. And I know it's doom and gloom. We got plenty of weapons now. We got plenty of good defensive players left here. And like I say, we'll play any way we need to. And we'll put our best 11 out there and let them go.
And I know that you mentioned it already in terms of you just got to score one more than the opponent. And if they run for 500 yards, if they get 700 yards of offense, it doesn't matter. You just got to score one more point. How do you get your offense to fixate on what they're doing is enough? And Jared Goff throws for 5 touchdowns, nearly 500 yards, and it's in a loss. How do you prevent them from trying to go outside of their role, of their skill set? Because players want to make plays. They want to win games, but you got to make sure that they're not trying to do more than they're asked to do. How do you prevent against that?
Yeah, you keep telling them that, John. It's a great point. And it's even last week getting into that game. At one point, we were down 21 points. And I continue to tell Goff, hey, man, don't press it. Just stay the course. Take what's there. This thing will come back around. And you have to play that way. Now, you get the ball in your hands, protect it, all of that. You got to do something with it. But as far as the way we execute, man, we need everybody on point. Do exactly what you're coached to do. And then once you get the ball in the hands and you protect it, now let's go. Let's see if we can do something. And we need guys rallying to the football, finish downfield, block for your teammate. But it's just another emphasis on, man, the first down is the most important thing. First down, then touchdown. First down, then touchdown. And if we do that, man, we can execute at a very high level. And I mentioned before, we can alleviate pressure where needed. We can add a little bit, tinker a little bit, but that's why you play with three phases.
Last thing I was going to ask you about was how you get, how you address the urgency gap from last week to this week, but I feel like you've kind of already answered that. It sounds like you guys are going to be raring to go when you play Chicago on Sunday.
Urgency will not be an issue this week. I can promise you that. We're going to be ready to roll, man. Our guys are going to walk in the door, and they're going to be hot tomorrow, and they're going to be ready to practice. We're going to get that bad taste out of our mouth, and we're going to go out to Chicago, and we're going to play much better.
As Lions head coach Dan Campbell, we appreciate your time. Thanks Coach.
Dan. All right.
It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call to be shown experience, law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
John, I'll say this. If there was ever a team to have 20-some injuries, I'd want Dan Campbell to be the coach of that football team.
You think?
For people who maybe only heard a little bit of the fired up Dan Campbell, we had to dump him not once but twice for a couple F-bombs.
Yeah.
For those that don't know how radio works, about 7 seconds. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear that, every word he said with the F-bombs bleeped out, we will replay that later in the show. Yeah. That's appointment
935.
Listening. 9:35. But John, we heard the unedited version. He is fired up.
Yeah. I mean, he echoed a lot of the things that I was talking about earlier. A lot of the things that we have heard from the fan base in regards to toughness. And one of the things that I like the most is the perspective of when you lose an Aiden Hutchinson or an Aleem McNeil, they're a large part of getting to 12 wins. They're a huge part in getting to 12 wins. But now that they're down, don't allow what they've done to be in vain. Don't lose that effort. And when you spend time in training camp and there's a lot of ups and downs, especially if you're a guy that was, you thought you might be on the roster, but then all of a sudden you're not, and you're on the practice squad or you're on the vet squad, and then someone goes down and you have to come in and play. It's the opportunity that Dan talked about, but it's also, hey, I've got to raise my level of play because I've been through the fires with these guys, the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the blood, the sweat, the tears, and I want to make sure that what they were doing and their injury is not one that goes in vain.
Think about the guys that they just announced injuries to. David Montgomery is a guy that this team loves because he runs hard.
And heart and soul.
Heart and soul. So when you lose that guy, that's the production to Dan's point, and he also echoed it's losing that personality, and you want to fight for that guy. Carlton Davis hasn't been here a long time, but he's a Super Bowl champion. He's got a swagger to him. He speaks after games like he is a leader on this team. And Aleem McNeil's a homegrown guy that they paid. Like, these are critically important people and personalities for this football team. Mm-hmm. And
Anzalone, it's why, Hutch, and Barnes.
You'll get Anzalone back, but not Hutch, Rodrigo. And not Barnes, and not Rodrigo. So it's why, like, clearly there's baggage now. And you could tell that's when the emotion really picked up for him, when he said it's not going to be in vain. Because he feels that on a personal level.
Yeah.
Like, these guys got us to 12-2. These guys dragged us through the tough days of training camp and the preparation and the road games in the division. And we're in first place in the division because of their work, and we can't let it be in vain. It's a great message. And that's why I said, if anybody was going to address this football team, if anybody had to coach a team that's full of practice squad guys, and he says they got enough guys on defense. I mean, what else is he going to say? But I think he believes it, which maybe is the most important thing.
Well, yeah, he believes it.
No, I know, but some coaches have to say it, is what I'm saying.
Right, but Dan has always been very genuine. From the moment he took the podium as head coach of the Detroit Lions, he has been nothing but genuine. And he wears his emotions on his sleeves. We've seen tears. We've seen anger. We've seen frustration. We've seen joy. We love playing after a win the post-game locker room speech because it is genuine. It is heartfelt. And that's why these guys will go out there and give every ounce that they have. And if they're the backup to the backup to the backup, you're going to get whatever they have as their best performance. Now, ultimately, in the Super Bowl, is it going to be enough? Hell, I don't know.
I know.
And yeah, there's angst in that, but is it going to be good enough for the Bears? That's all that matters right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've expressed the angst. I've turned into a pinata today for it, for having the...
And I mean, if I was fired up before. You already said, I'm on my game today. I am fired up. And after listening to Dan, my phone is blowing up with people. I had to pull over because they just got too excited. Like, that is when you see a team come out with their hair on fire, and that's what I talked about with the offensive line. I asked him about the run game. You think they're going to be ready on Wednesday when they take the practice field? Multiply that times 100 when they take the field at Soldier Field.
Listen, I admitted that I am down. We can take some swings at me as a pinata if you'd like. I happen to think other people are with me.
It is fun.
I know you enjoy it, John.
It is fun. I really do.
I think there are people who are like me who go, boy, I'm not out on the season. I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to root for them, but I no longer believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. But maybe there are other people wound up and fired up, and we've taken those phone calls today, too. And I'm sure Dan whipped them into a frenzy. We'll get to it at 8:35. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, the big story of the day, a 15-year-old girl opened fire at her private Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, killing a teacher and a fellow student. The suspect, Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound before officers even arrived at the school. And they arrived just before 11 a.m. They received a phone call from a second grader.
Such
because this was
story.
A K through 12 school. So there was every age in this building. Six other students were injured, including two in critical condition. Police have not suggested a motive or whether or not they believe the victims were targeted. They've talked about this girl's parents. They say the parents are fully cooperating. They don't believe the parents committed a crime at this time. Compared to like what happened here in Oxford, it sounds like the parents aren't going to be charged at this point.
Do we know how she got the gun?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I know that they went to the home.
Critical detail. Yeah.
Yeah. They've searched the home, talking to parents. Her parents are cooperating as well. So, way more to learn and unpack. I had heard about some sort of letter or something written that was circulating social media that people believed maybe was written by her or maybe...
But unverified at this time?
Unverified. Okay. It could have been written by anybody and just is circulating,
and
right?
The internet
right
runs
now,
with
so.
It, yeah.
But it's just...
These stories are so sad, and I know it's sad no matter what, but you brought it up earlier, around the holiday too. I mean, these are families that sent their kids to school.
This was the last week of their school before Christmas vacation. Yeah. So now also no word if they're going to go back to school when school was scheduled to begin again or not. All of this is still unfolding. Heisman winner Travis Hunter is defending his fiance from all the hate she's been receiving online over the past few weeks. So most recently, she came under fire for not immediately standing up when he was awarded the winner. Right. There's a viral clip that was circulating that like Deion Sanders kind of gave her a little gesture, was like, stand up. So she did, right? But she received a lot of hate for that. But there's other things as well that she's been receiving hate for, like her attitude in certain situations when he's taking pictures with fans. There was one thing I saw when he was like going to kiss her on the cheek and she kind of like pulled away. She's got like a dollar sign tattooed on her ring finger. People don't like that. People have just been giving her a lot of hate, right? But he is standing up for her. And this is what he had to say. Now,
yeah.
I also listened on the way here. She has released like her own response about the whole standing situation.
What did she say?
So she said there's a lot going on. Like people need to back off her. She said she was sitting next to his mom and his mom didn't stand up either. So she kind of felt, okay, she's not standing. Maybe I shouldn't stand either.
Right.
And then she said too, you know, this was his moment. She didn't want to take away any of his moment. And then she said, finally, I was going to stand. You know, like there's a lot going on in her mind, too. And
right.
She just kind of said, people, you got the wrong impression. This is kind of what was happening. So
there are so many situations like that are, how do you react? What's the right thing to do? There's no right answer. And I do wish people would just simply back off of trying to analyze every single reaction. And like, even just, you know, the kiss on the cheek, like she knows cameras are on her. She knows cameras are on him. And it's just, it's a really awkward position to be in.
And she mentioned that too. She said, yeah. I knew there was cameras there and I wanted to do the right thing. And then now, of course, she's done the wrong thing. And you know what? Like he said, no one's in their relationship. Who cares except them?
Right.
Good on him for standing up and defending his partner. I think that speaks volumes about the person that Travis Hunter is. And for her, she did not sign up to be famous, right? Like she is via proxy because he is famous, but now she has cameras on her. And that's a tough spot to be in.
I don't know her background. Maybe she did want to be a little famous.
I don't know
if she was like an influencer or something, but yes.
You know, she doesn't sign up to be scrutinized this way. It's a little more understandable with an athlete who is thrust into the spotlight. She is... Not.
Yes. Last one. This is pretty cool. So for the past 4 years, Lego has been working to ensure that all children can really... magical Christmas. And they have this program. It's called the Replay Program. And so far this holiday season, more than 485,000 kids have received free Legos through this program. So it started back in 2019. Basically, if you've had Legos, because nobody gets rid of Legos, right? Like they're this classic toy that hang around in families and passed down for generations. But when you get sick of playing with the Legos, you can donate your used Legos, and then they donate those Legos to those kids in need. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. And they say not only are they giving back to these kids, but they're also, you know, reducing all of this waste, the environmental impact, by recycling these Lego bricks. So pretty cool.
Yep.
Heather with the news. All right. Story of the day has been the Lions injuries and how this team will respond to them. How have you responded to them? An emotional check-in with Lions fans. It's 97.1. If you missed Dan Campbell earlier today, shame on you. Should have been listening at 8:02. We'll make up for it. 9:35, the full replay. And 8:50, we're going to play you fired up Dan Campbell that we had to bleep twice.
Mm.
You'll hear the essence of what he said, just without the F-bombs.
Just make sure your foot isn't on the gas pedal, that you're focused on what you're doing. If you're going to be listening and driving, just take a deep breath before we play it.
Yeah, he was asked about the injuries, they're mounting, the message, what he says to fans that are concerned. And listen, he's fired up. He's going to rally the troops. I said that to you, John. If there was a coach, you know, he says if Aiden Hutchinson's a guy he would never count out returning. Mm-hmm. If there was ever a coach you would want coaching your football team in the face of severe injuries, it'd be Dan Campbell, because he's a master motivator. I still have concerns about, you know, he mentioned losing not only the players, but the people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a significant loss to David Montgomery, Aleem McNeil, Carlton Davis, in addition to what they had already been dealing with on defense. I mean, we're talking 20 players on IR at this point.
Right. And it goes, and Dan was, I think did a great job of describing it, but it goes even deeper than that, because you are around these guys for so long. And, you know, Halloween comes and goes. Guys with families, guys with kids, they're around the building. Thanksgiving. All of these different moments in training camp. We see it at training camp all the time, right? Their families are there. So when a guy goes down, and that's your teammate, you're not just thinking about the player in the production. You're not just thinking about the guy that you spent all winter and summer with in the weight room and at training camp, but you're also thinking about the tough times ahead for the family, because there are adjustments that will be made. And it hits you right in the face, and you do want to make sure that when you take the field, that, because you care about those guys so much, and that's the culture that we're talking. It's part of the culture. It's not just a winning culture. It's not just tough. It's grit. It's family, and it is making sure that when I go out there, I do right by my teammate.
I have no doubt that Dan Campbell will drag this team as far as they are capable of going. Mm-hmm. Full stop. I don't know if that's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, nobody does.
And I. But again, we came into the season talking about this was the best team in football, and we felt like even as recently as 3 days ago, this was the best team in football. I don't feel that way today. Doesn't mean they can't win it, John. But as we ask people to be honest about their emotions, maybe Dan Campbell was chicken noodle soup for the soul and you're reinvigorated. I came in today feeling like a balloon 3 days after a birthday party. You know, it's there's a little air in there, but it's deflated. Yep. Yes, John. 248-539-9797. You tell us where you're at. And when I admitted that, everybody goes, oh, you don't believe, you're not a real fan, and you guys like to swing at me like I'm a pinata. So we can keep doing that. But I think we all have some level of doubt. Tom said, hey, I need that game to be at Ford Field in the NFC title. I don't want to go to Philadelphia. That may be where the season ends. And then it puts an emphasis on the Minnesota game in week 18. And you guys have said, even Chicago, you got to first start by picking up the pieces and get a win. Now, that's not going to win me over in terms of like, hey, they can win the Super Bowl because they beat the Bears. But all of this is up for debate right now. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Will in South Lyon. Will, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I was just chiming in, you know. I think as a Lions fan, ain't nothing wrong with being pestifully optimistic. But at the end of the day, you know, the Lions are, you know, this is the team that's built to continue what they're doing. It's the Lions. You know, I think Brad Holmes and them, they built this team up the correct way. You know, if you look at this backfield we got, it's not another team out there that got a Jahmyr Gibbs that could just pick up where the, another running back, we lose a vital part of our running game. If Philly lost Barkley, they've been a whole lot more better shape than us. Big love with the Rams. The Rams lost Kyron Williams. They've been a whole lot better, worse shape than us, you know. We got Gibbs as a guy that can sit back up here who's already showed signs that he can lead this backfield just like Barkley and Kyron Williams.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a stat on Gibbs. The Lions have 10 big runs this season. That's runs of 20 or more yards. Gibbs has 9 of the 10 big runs. So, again, more Gibbs is not a bad thing. The only thing you'd be concerned about is workload. Does he lose a little bit of that efficiency when he's asked to carry it 20, 25 times, and is there any wear down as you go down the stretch? But you got to lean on the fact that this is still a guy on his rookie contract. He's young, right? You may be running him into the ground, but you're chasing the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Well, he's going to run himself into the ground.
He wants to.
Because he's chasing a Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, yes, it's a team goal. It's an individual goal. And when your goals align with every single guy that's on that roster, that's where you get something special.
Ticket texters. Can we get AJ Hinch to call in to see if Costa's doing a good job with this guy is falling take today, Travis and Warren?
I love it when all the old bits come up. Oh, and trust me, on Twitch, the crybaby Costa is getting some serious play.
Texter says, we are so freaking back. Thanks, Coach. Lions Super Bowl, all caps. Dan Campbell for president with 3 exclamation marks. Put me in, Coach. All caps. I'm ready to play. All caps. Dan Campbell is such a rah-rah meathead. I'm not sure he's a good in-game coach. The Lions were an onside kick away from winning that game.
You know what? I hope 31 other teams continue to believe that. Continue to believe it.
So, Jim, did he change your mind at all? He changed some ticket texters' minds, that's for sure.
He definitely did. No, I don't think there was anything he was going to say on the phone today that was going to repair
the
issues on this defense.
No, for you, it's all going to be what you see on the field.
Yeah, and I think, too, some of this is going to be a little unfair. They're only going to be judged by how they match up against, like, the Eagles and the Bills or the Chiefs, like the best of the best, because that's the goal that we all want to see this team achieve. If
Minnesota, the last week of the season.
I get that's a big one, too. If they were to lose in the playoffs, I don't know that we can kill them for it. Like, I don't think we can call the season a bust, given the fact that they're dragging the carcass of this defense as far as it'll go. But I don't feel like the season will truly be satisfying unless they win the Super Bowl. And I think we all agree with that. And that's why I don't know that I'll get that satisfaction until I see the defense string together a couple performances against really good teams, maybe a couple playoff wins, maybe beat the Eagles. And you go, you know what? We're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Play the game. Right? I mean, that's all you can do at this point is, like, emotionally, I can't say, all right, I'm turning the TV off and they can't win. Of course they can. And as a fan, you can't give up when you're this close. But I also can't be dishonest or lie to the audience. I don't feel as confident as I did. I no longer feel like they're winning the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, so you play the Bears, you beat the Bears. Nothing can be gained from that. Only things can be risked and lost. If you don't play well enough, if you don't win by enough, like, those things are going to be things that people want to talk about next week. But it simply comes down to, do you win the game? That's really what it comes down to. And do you find ways for this defense to be better against the Bears? And then you flip it. How are they better from, if this is week one of this defense, to week two of this defense?
I mean, he specifically said he doesn't care how they win.
Yeah.
He doesn't. And I think that's what people need to get a grip on the next couple of weeks. That's really, for the long term, they're going to have to find some magic here if guys like Kaminsky don't come back. Like, I think if you can get these couple games and get to that point where Anzalone returns and then maybe you get Kaminsky, that you are now seeing a way. Think about it. Like, I felt like it was a huge injustice when John Kaminsky didn't get to be a part of that. Of what was happening this year.
Sure.
He was a building block. I want to ask you guys this, or say this, and maybe you will agree with this, Jim. It got harder, but it's not over.
Agreed. I think that pretty much captures where I'm at.
I don't think you ever said it was over.
No, I think Tom was trying to push me to one extreme. He's
no
like, either you're done, or you've planned the parade.
Right. Red or blue.
Right.
Yeah. That's why when I sent you guys my prep last night, like I wanted to know where Lions fans were, and I'm not gonna crucify you or judge you if you just simply look at it and say injuries are too much, don't think they're gonna win the Super Bowl. I understand that take. It's not where I'm at, but fans don't have to be where I'm at. Fans don't have to be where Dan Campbell is. The only ones that really matter is where are the players at?
I think you had phrased it as believer or non-believer.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you say non-believer, you get shunned.
Well, words matter.
We'll play Dan Campbell's snippet, the full interview at 9:35, but the snippet where he drops a couple F-bombs and he really gets going and he says, yeah, you want to know about these injuries? We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Make your first NBA bet a slam dunk with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from who's going to win the game to how many points a single player will score. Plus, check out the newest bets like dunks or assists or three-pointers in maybe the next 3 minutes. All of those are available for you on FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped up, whenever you want. And now's the perfect time to get in on the action. You ask why. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet simply wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to score your chance at $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball, betting ball with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, go passing, and smile after smile. Every street corner you hear.
I've learned if I just wait, eventually you'll get into it.
Silver bells. That's where you're supposed to come
Silver
in.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Silver bell.
I was hoping you're going to chime in there.
City. Okay, you guys want to hear the Dan Campbell response to all the injuries and how the team's going to rally. Ticketexter said I was at a 9 out of 10 on concern pre-interview. Now a 7.5.
Okay.
Says we have to get the 1 or the 2 seed either way. Okay. And a ticket texter says, Dan Campbell is the life coach I never knew I needed. I love hearing his chat with you guys every week. He's real. He's honest. It goes beyond the game. Michelle in Farmington Hills. Ticket texters.
He is chicken soup for the football soul.
He is.
There's no question.
Let's hear it.
Yes, we will. Going to get it done.
And you'll see an effing smile on my face.
That's right. You're going to like it.
700 yards allowed. We'll find a way to win by one. And I will effing smile. And we've eaten moldy bread for a long time, John. Mm. Effing moldy bread, as he says. Man.
Let it soak in for a minute. It just felt so good, didn't it? Well, a little pep talk.
I think everybody could use it. 248-539-9797. The injuries are mounting. They're 12-2. They control their own destiny. But they have a defense that might not be better than last year's defense. And the only satisfying conclusion is a Super Bowl. Where are you at today? 248-539-9797. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
What is Campbell selling? I'm buying.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to you guys all morning. Love the show, love the perspective. I'm on board with this team just for the admiration of what's happening, man. This unit is something special. And I'm looking at it like the injuries that they are having, and I don't know if this is the right way to look at it, but these guys are just, they're going down for the team and for him. I mean, you just, Super Bowl or not, I mean, this team, it's just an amazing thing regardless.
They're pressing their limits.
That's where I'm at.
Every single guy is pushing their limits.
They are, man. And, you know, emotionally, I'm so engaged. You know, I want this for them, but I don't know, man. I'd love to be a fly in the locker room because to be part of that, and Jansen, I mean, you can relate. It's got to be something special, man. It just has to be.
It is. When you have teammates that are willing to make any sacrifice possible, and it started after last year's loss, and it goes from Penei Sewell letting it burn and watching that NFC championship game. It goes to the sacrifice that they're putting into winter conditioning, summer conditioning, OTAs, mini camps, training camp. I mean, it goes right down the list. And when guys are willing to make any sacrifice possible for the ultimate goal, and that is winning a Super Bowl, and you know when you've got it or not. This team has it. Do they ultimately have enough to win a Super Bowl? We'll find out. We don't know. But they are giving themselves every opportunity to make that a possibility.
Can Dan coach my men's league? The boys need a pick-me-up, Gilly, at work. Says, after that Dan Campbell interview, I'm putting the Super Bowl party back on. The dude is an unreal motivational speaker. Another one echoing John. Yes, chicken noodle soup for the football soul. Spot on. Perfect fit for Detroit. Landon in Waterford. Let's get her done, Campbell, from an unnamed texter. Uplifting. I know people were down yesterday. Uplifting. Ticket texter says, no amount of grit or culture can drag a defense full of practice squad players to a Super Bowl. I think they're going to drag them as far as they can.
We'll find out.
Ticket texter says, why does Jim hate the Lions so much? Gosh, I support Jim. Any fan that's not concerned is delusional. The Bills exposed some defensive injuries. Someone else says, they only lost by 6 with all those problems. Now's not the time to panic.
It's not a time to panic. Should there be concern? Sure. A healthy concern.
When would the time be to panic? Because I get the feeling from you that you wouldn't really panic.
If Goff goes down, panic.
Would Sewell cause a panic? Again, I'm knocking on everything in the studio. Because from you, and maybe this is just the mentality you have to have. I know they have to internally. No injury is going to derail this. Grit will persevere. And at some point, you can't overcome. Like, if they lost St. Brown and Sewell, like, they've already lost the majority of this defense, right?
Right. The amount of injuries as a whole, sure, there's major concern. I think the only one, and I go back to the things that we've talked about, not just last year, but years prior. If any team, there's always an exception. I know Nick Foles, Carson Wentz, that's the exception. It's not the rule. You lose your quarterback and, you know, you're done. That's about the only one where I would look at it and go, all right, they're toast.
I think there's something that could happen in this game that John would agree with that's not Jared Goff.
Yeah.
It is the offensive line not responding.
Trust me, if I watch that game on Sunday and the offensive line doesn't come out with murderous intentions, I'll be shocked.
That would be a red flag.
I would be like you, just deflated. I won't say my description of you.
You won't say limp?
No, I won't be that far.
Because the offensive line is the DNA of this team still. Yeah. And it's what got this whole thing rolling.
Right.
And John alluded to it earlier when we talked about this, that he expects them and Hank Fraley to start it, starting probably today and tomorrow, to get them to dig and respond. And then that's what lifts them up.
The best part is that they don't have to dig far.
If that doesn't happen, I think it's a humongous red flag and the fuel is probably the tank's probably empty.
That is their best path to a Super Bowl. Was and still is their best path to a Super Bowl is dominating the line of scrimmage, giving Goff a clean pocket, dominating TOP, keeping this defense off the field, which only got more important. Yep. And then the only thing this defense really has to do is come up with a key turnover here or there. That is what they did at the end of last season. And it's what they did at the start of this season that has not been part of the formula the last couple weeks. It will cost them in a big game if this defense doesn't force turnovers.
If I'm on that Chicago defensive line, probably not saying it out loud, but in all the little deep, dark places that no one ever talks about, I'm scared as hell because this offensive line, and I talked about murderous intentions, that is how they're going to take the field. They are going to seek, destroy. And that defensive line right now, they're looking at it going, oh, really wish they hadn't had that game the week before ours.
The one ticket texter said they lost by only six with all those problems.
It was a little more than that. I think the scoreboard said six.
I think that's a little misleading, and I don't think people want to admit that. They're down 17 points in the fourth quarter. And I also think that people have said it's not a big deal. That was Josh Allen. The defense isn't as bad as the Bills made them look. And I think they're missing the point. The whole point is those are the teams you have to beat to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So that is where the concern comes from.
And we'll see them again in the Super Bowl.
Potentially. 248-539.
They might not make it.
We might not make it.
Well, I said they might not make it.
I know what you said.
Yeah.
I know what I said. It's 97.1.